Today's daf is Yevamis daf Kuf Aleph, and we are four lines from the bottom of daf Kuf Amid Beis. Today's daf is being learnt Le'ilui Nishmas Chaim Yehoshua ben Shneir and Le'ilui Nishmas Avram Shmuel ben Aharon Yehuda.
So we're actually at the end of a discussion, and the Gemara was discussing the Mishnah in daf Kuf Amid Aleph. Mishlo Shasa Achabaila Shloisha Kadoshim, Viniseis Vyoldo, the In Yodua, Im Ben Tishala Rishain, Im Ben Shivala Achrin. So we know the halacha of Havchana, that if a woman that's married, for whatever reason, is no longer married, either her husband gave her a get or her husband died, now she wants to go marry somebody else. So the halacha is that even though she's no longer an ishes ish, so midda irish, so she's not restricted from getting married, but the Rabbanon imposed a 3-month period that she has to wait before she remarries because of Avchana, because we're concerned that if she's going to have a child prior to 3 months after she left her original husband, there may be a suffix whether that child that's born belongs to this new man or belongs to the previous husband. So to prevent any confusion in the yichus of this child, the Chachamim said, Havchana, that the woman has to wait 3 months before getting married. We should discuss a woman that did not wait 3 months, had a child, and now there's a suffix if this child belongs to the original husband or whether this child belongs to this new man that she's living with. And the Mishnah went through a whole bunch of different halachas of how it would play itself out. If one was a kohen, if one wasn't a kohen, and a whole series of halachas. The Gemara had a technical issue, and the Gemara was trying to understand in what vein was it that this woman is no longer living with her original husband. And without going back into the Cheshben Hasugya, which was based primarily on Diyukim in the Mishnah, the Gemara said it can't be that her original husband died. It can't be that her original husband gave her a get. It can't be that she wasn't married originally and it was just a Maises Nus Ba'alma. It also can't be that she was a Ktana and that she left her original marriage through Mion. So if it's none of those four cases, what exactly took place? So the four lines from the bottom of the Gemara says, the Gemara, Bekidushe Tos, Ukudabido Meshmol. Could be that it's talking about a woman that was married, Midda Oiraisa, and something happened that revealed that that marriage that she had was really a Kedushe Tos. So although it seemed like she was married, it was done bechuppah, vekedushin, kedas moish of Yisrael. Everything seemed to be like a regular marriage, but there was a tenai, a stipulation of some sort that made the marriage into a tos. And as a result, huvra adavol mafreya, that she wasn't married. So he didn't die, he didn't give her a get. There was no miyon. They were married, but there was a kedushay tos. And once the tos was revealed, it was neskala lemafreya that they were never really married. And you find that kedushay tos makes us or allows us to treat this woman l'mafrei as if she wasn't married, even though she was acting as if she was. And where do we find that? Because the Amar Rav Yehuda Mashmul, Mishum Rav Yishmul, Vilei Nespas Asura, we know an ishes ish that's mezana, and Vihiloi Nespasa, it wasn't done forcefully, meaning she was mezana willingly, it was done birat so in asura, she becomes also to her husband. Hanes pasa, but if it would be done ba'oines muteret, she would be muter. And Rabbi Shmuel said that yesh tocha acheres, there is another type of woman, shavu bishalin espasa muteres, that even if she's mezana biratzen and she's an eishes ish, she can still be muter to her husband. How's that possible? Ve'ezoi zusha kiddushel kiddushay tos shafilu b'ra murkavla, that even if she's carrying a child al kseifa still mema'enes v'ilachas la, she's not considered an eishes ish that's mezana because huvra davna mafreya, that was just never really an eishes ish. So you have an example of someone that was married and now is no longer going to be treated married anymore. What's that case? The case would be kedusha tasa. That would be the case of the Mishnah. So the case of the Mishnah of mishloi shasa achabai l'shloi shechadashim seems like a very general, broad idea. A woman that was married, now she's not married. She didn't wait 3 months, got married again, had a child. So that's the Mishnah. So although the halacha would be true for that, generally speaking, but if you go through all the details mentioned in the Mishnah, it's clear that the Mishnah is not talking about such a typical case, but rather the case is where she left her original marriage, b'kiddushei tos. That's why you have to see the Gemara. The Mishnah said, "Hoyu shneim kohanim," and the Mishnah went through a whole bunch of different halachas. So one of the halachas was the last line of the Mishnah, second to last line, "Upater al makasai val kilolasai shalzev shalzev." So you have a boy who's not sure who his father is. Now, maka ovev imoy, mois yumov. Mekalel ovev imoy, mois yumos. If this child hits one of these two men in question. So he's going to be potter. He can't do it because it's a suffix deraisa. He may be over an iser, but at the same time, you can't punish him either. So the Gemara quotes a braisa that elaborates on this. So if he hit one of the men and then he hit the other one, he was mekalo one. And then he was Mikal the other, just to cover his bases, to make sure he got the right person. Or what if he hit both of these potential fathers at the same time? So the halacha is chayev. You're always going to be chayev. Rabbi Yehuda says, Bevas achas chayev. If he hits them both at the same time, so for sure with this maisa akah, he's hitting his father, he's going to be chayev, even though we don't know which one is his father. But bezachazef, he does one, and then he does the other one. Potter, he is going to be potter. Rashi says, what's the beer in the machlo? Whether you're chayev for hitting these two members or not, it's totally in a big sugi and shas, not for today, whether hasra suffix shma hasra or not. Because the only time you give somebody nisas bezdin or even malchus for that matter for being over an avera is if you warn them first, don't do it. See, this person can't get an ordinary hasra. Because what are you going to tell them? Don't hit this man. Why? Because he's your father. Maybe he's not my father. So the hasra is deemed hasra suffix. And whether hasra suffix shma hasra, leishma hasra, machlekes rabbi yechim reshlokish, it's a big machlekes in shas. And that is the machlekes tanom over here. The Chachamim, the Tanakam and the Sprite that say that even if you hit one and then hit the other, you're going to be chayiv, holds hasra, sofik, shmasra. Rabbi Yehuda that says only bevas achas yichayiv, but bevas achas you're going to be potter, is because Rabbi Yehuda holds hasra, sofik, lo shmasra, but not really our sugya. But the Gemara asks, Astir and Rabbi Yehuda himself, Atanya, we have another Braisa where Rabbi Yehuda imer potter bevas achas, that even if you hit them both at the same time, even then you're going to be potter, says the Gemara, Trey Tanoi, I'll leave it Rabbi Yehuda. You're right, it's Astira in what Rabbi Yehuda Shita is. However, Trey Tanoi, I'll leave it Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda had two Talmidim who had different versions of what exactly Rabbi Yehuda's Shita is. Says the Gemara, my time of the Manda Potter, what's Pshad in the Manda Omar that says Rabbi Yehuda holds Potter even if he hit them both with Asachas? Why Rabbi Yehuda would say Potter b'zachazeh, Hasra Sofik, Loishma Hasra? But why would Rabbi Yehuda hold Potter if he hit them with Asachas? Om Rabbi Chanina, Nema Bracha L'matav, Nema Bracha L'malo. There are two Isurim mentioned in the Torah regarding don't be Mekalo, or as we mention euphemistically, the Gemara does, don't be Mevarech. Bracha, really, it's a klala. Number one, Mevarech es Hashem. It's aser to be Mevarech Hashem. And number two, you can't be Mekalo of Avi'imo. It's a mala, just like when it comes to Hashem. She'ein bo shutfes dir. There's no confusion. So it's not like at the time that the person is being Mekalo Hashem is also being Mekalo some other deity just to cover his bases because he's not sure really who to be Mekalo because there is no shutif. Af lemata. So too, with regards to the iser Mekalo of Avi'imo, she'ein bo shutfes. So that's good for Mekalo of Avi'imo. Why, even if he was Mekalo, both fathers, Bivas Achas, he's going to be Potter. What about Maka of Avi'imai? For that, we don't have a Hekish from Bracha, from Bimavarech Es Hashem, says the Gemara, true, but the Iskish HaKol HaKlala. Once we know Mekalo of if both of these men Bivas Achas are Potter, so too, if someone's Maka, both of these two men Bivas Achas, he's going to be Potter as well. The Mishnah then discuss what happens if both of these fathers in question were Kehanim. So we know for sure the son is a Kayan. We also know that the son will be able to do the Avodah. So we discussed that a little bit. Shmuel's halacha and Dafkuf Amid Beis. Which mishmar will he serve in? So that's a little bit of an issue. So the Mishnah said, V'oila b'mishmaris shel zeh, v'shel zeh, v'einoi choylik. So he can go to do the Avodah with each one of the mishmaris. So let's say these two fathers, both Kehanim, belong to different mishmaris. So he can serve with whichever mishmar he chooses. However, when it comes to taking the matnas kohuna, when they divide the lechem aponim and all the behemoths and everything else, that he can't take, because each group of people, they want more food for themselves, and they're not going to allow you to take what belongs to them. So Gemara asks an interesting question. So you're telling me that this yid is going to go up to do the avodah, and when it comes time to split the food, he's not going to get anything. So then why is he doing the Avodah? He could do the Avodah, but he can't get the food. Why would he go up to do the Avodah if he can't get the food? So the Gemara says, Lama Eila, Hama Bina Dinavid Mitzvah. What, you only do the Avodah for the food? You do the Avodah to do the Avodah. Ella, you're right. Ella, like Tani. It doesn't say Ola, that if he wants to go, he can go. Ela Oila, the Lashon HaMishnah is Oila, which would seem to imply Bal Karcha, we force him to go. And the way Rashi explains the Gemara, that's what the Gemara's Kasha is. That how could we force him to go if we're not going to serve him lunch and dinner? I mean, it doesn't make sense. That's the Gemara's Kasha. So an interesting Kasha. The reason we force him to go is because we don't want this person to not go do the Avodah. Because you have a Koyin who's not doing the Avodah. Isn't it your Mishmer today? Yeah, but I can't do the Avodah. It's going to seem like, why can't he do the Avodah? Probably because he's a Cholol. A Cholol can't do the Avodah. Meaning his mother was a Grusha, which will now create issues. There'll be a ripple effect, potentially, with his family. And now, we're not even sure who his family is. So there are two families that may completely fall apart as a result that this person is not doing the Avodah. So it's for that reason that Oilo, we force him, although ordinarily we wouldn't, being that he can't share the Matnas Kuna, we usually wouldn't force him to do the Avodah. This person we're going to force because of the Pekam Mishpacha ramifications. V'mhoyush name a Mishmar, if they belong to the same Mishmar, then he's allowed to do the Avodah and eat, because Maman of Shach, I'm entitled to take and divide with you, because I'm part of your Mishmar. However, he gets Chelek Echad. He can't take a chelik for each one of these fathers. One of them is his father, so Maman of Shachi has one chelik, but more than one chelik he doesn't have. Straight to Gemara. How come if there were two mishmaris, if the two fathers belong to different mishmaris, the loy, he can't take, because the azalah mishmaru matchiliv azalah mishmar matchiliv, because each mishmar that he's going to go to is going to push him to the other mishmar. You don't belong to my mishmar, you belong to his mishmar. Mishmar echanami. So if it's one mishmar, two, ozalahai base avu matchile, and ozalahai base avu matchile, the same exact thing will happen. We know the kehanim were divided into mishmaris. Why were they divided into mishmaris? So that thing, the avodah should be done in an orderly fashion. Bimei chazal, there were 24 mishmaris. As discussed, there's no magic to 24. It used to be bimei Moshe Rabbeinu was 4, and then David added another 4 mishmaris, turned it into 8, and then later became 24. But there's no magic to the number. That's what it was in Mechazal. It was 24 mishmaris. Each mishmar would serve twice a year. Now, 24 times 2 is 48. What about the 4 other weeks? So on Yontif, all the Yit Kehanim were anyways in the Beis HaMikdash, because they came to be Oile Regel. So there were certain times where all the Kehanim were able to participate in the Avodah and to be able to share in all the Matnas Kehuna, because the Yidden were there. Anyways, that's the last Mishnah, I believe, or maybe the second to last Mishnah, Masechta Sukkah, I think it's the last Mishnah, that discusses that halacha. Now, just like the Kehanim were divided into Mishmaris, each Mishmar was further divided into Batei Av. So there were 6 days in the week, because on the seventh day, the Stira is exactly how the seventh day worked, but Kipshutai, the entire Mishmar would serve on Shabbos, the Mishmar HaYotzei would serve maybe the first half of the day, and then the Mishmar Nichnas, the second half of the day, they would divide the Lechem upon him, the extra. But the point is that the Mishmar was further divided into Batei Av. So the Kasha is that just like each Mishmar can send a person to the other Mishmar, each base of should be able to do the same thing. So the Mishmar is divided Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. So if I'm going to come on a Tuesday, maybe I belong to the Mishmar that's on, I mean, I belong to the base of that's really on a Wednesday. You're right. The only time it's true that he could actually be Noitel Chelek Echad is not only if the two men in question belong to the same Mishmar, but they also belong to the same Beis Av. If they belong to the same Beis Av, then he'll be able to get whatever he wants. Zok the Mishnah Vayter, new Perek, Mitzvahs Chalitza. And as the name of the Perek implies, Perek Mitzvahs Chalitza deals with the halachas of Chalitza. So at this point, 100 blot into Masechtas Yevamos, I think we're somewhat familiar with the basic halachas of Chalitza. So let's jump in. Zok to Mishnah, mitzvah Chalitza, b'shloisha dayanim. The mitzvah of Chalitza needs to be performed in front of 3 dayanim. V'afilu shloshen adyotis. Even if these 3 dayanim are not mumchin, they're not super Talmidei Chachamim, they're not members of the Sanhedrin, but as long as they're Roi Elias Dayanim, the Gemara is going to explain what exactly that means, even 3 Hedyotas are kosher to be a Bezdin for the mitzvah of Chalitza. So Chalitza can't be performed in your backyard, it has to be done in front of a Bezdin. Cholza b'minol, Chalitza sa, kishera. If Chalitza was done with a leather shoe, Rashi says, soft leather, ke'in shalanu, like the shoes that
Rashi used to wear in his times. It's a kosher chalitza. Ba'an pilya chalitza psula. If the shoe is made out of cloth, like a sock, then it's going to be pasul. Besandal, if a sandal was used, sheyesh le'ekev kosher, if it had a sole, it's kosher, if it's a pasul, then it has a sole, it's going to be pasul. Minar kuv lamat, Rashi says we're discussing an amputee who doesn't have a foot. So it depends on at what point the bottom of his foot was chopped off. If it's minar kuv lamatos, if it he has below the knee, there's something there, so there's a prosthetic that's put below the knee area, and there's a shoe there, then chalitza ksheri, then it's going to be kosher. Minar kuva ulamala, but if the prosthetic starts above his knee, chalitza psula. Chalitza besandol shein shaloi, let's say the man used a shoe that didn't belong to him for chalitza, oy besandol shel eitz, or was made out of wood, oy beshal smel b'yamin, or he put the left shoe on his right foot, chalitza ksheira, it's going to be kosher. Chalitza begodol shu yachal lahalich boy, let's say he used a shoe that was really big, it just the size was too, it wasn't his size, so as long as he's yachal lahalich boy, oy bekatan, or if it was small, but shuchayf es reif ragli, at least covers most of his foot, chalitza ksheira, in either one of those cases, it's going to be kosher. So before we start the Gemara, the Perek begins with the words mitzvas chalitza. It's clear, it would seem anyways, that from the Lashon HaMishnah mitzvas chalitza, that chalitza is a mitzvah. That chalitza is not just a kinyan or a idea that the Torah said one can do to be mater a shemeres yavam l'shuk in the event that the yavam chooses not to do yibam. But there's actually a kiyum ha-mitzvah that is done when yavam and yavama choose to do chalitza. That's the lashon ha-mishnah, mitzvahs chalitza. In contrast to a get, for example, where you have a married couple and they decide that they don't want to live together, so there's no mitzvah saseda iraisa for the husband to give his wife a get. If she wants to get married, then he would have to give her a get. Otherwise, she would be an HS Ish. But get Isha is not a mitzvah saseh per se. From the Lashon HaMishnah, mitzvahs chalitza, it would seem that chalitza is not just what you do in the event that you choose not to do the mitzvah of Yibum, and this woman wants to be muteres l'shok. But rather, there's a mitzvah to proactively go and do chalitza. And the truth is, whether or not chalitza is a mitzvah, is not a mitzvah, is a tremendous discussion in the Achronim, hashtag a lot of raid. The first tshuva in the Chacham Tzvi, a tshuva that we've referenced in the past, Simin Aleph, in Shailos Tshuva's Chacham Tzvi, he deals with the Shailo. The Shailo specifically that the Chacham Tzvi is discussing is really a halacha in the end of Hilchos Yibam v'Chalitza, which is something that we'll discuss later in this perek, where the halacha is that at the time of Chalitza, the Chilates, the Yavam, and the Chalutza, the Yavama, both have to have in mind, they have to have Kavana, b'shas they're doing Chalitza. So if they do it while they're being mindless, Chalitza doesn't work. Kavana is ma'akev in Chalitza. Kler t'chacham tzvi, what's pshat you have to have Kavana, b'shas you do Chalitza? Is the pshat because Chalitza is like a kinyan, it's mater zika, it allows this woman who's a quasi-eshesh now to be mutter l'shuk, and just like every time you're kinyan something, you require kinyan. We discussed yesterday, what about a katan? Das acheres makna. But to make a kinyan, to do any maisak, no, you would require das. So chalitza, for that reason, would require das as well. That's why the halacha is that the chalitza and the chalutza, who are both engaging in a maisa kinyan of sorts, would have to have kavana. Or is the pshat that chalitza is a mitzvah? And the pashtus and halach is mitzvah srichas kavana. So just like when you take dal meaning, you have to have kavana, you have to know what you're doing. So to b'shas chalitza, you would have to have kavana as well. In other words, the shaila is chalitza mitzvah or is it not a mitzvah? Does the halach of mitzvah srichas kavana apply to mitzvah chalitza or does it not apply to mitzvah chalitza? Shaila s'chuvas chacham tzvi simen aleph, k'tzoy simen reish ayin hey, ayin reish hey, mechas chinuch, mitzvah tof kuf tzadik tes. So there's a lot of marim mekoyimis on this sugya. But really, the first nafgan mina and the most basic nafkemida halacha of whether or not chalitza is a mitzvah or not is really a mefurisha halacha in Hilchas Yibum, Eben Ezer Simen Kuf Samech Hey Sif Katan Gimel. Very straightforward. Yavama shetava hayavam lachlitz. The yavam doesn't want to do yibum, and instead he's willing to do chalitza. But v'hi einei roitza. She says, I don't want to do chalitza. I'm okay with the fact that you're not doing yibum, but I don't want chalitza either. Elo lishar aguna. I'm comfortable being in aguna. I'm fine not wanting to get married. So is it okay or is it not? Says the Mechaber, Ein Shoymelo. We don't listen to her. Afilu Hayat Yabam Nasoy. We do not listen to her. Vedina Kimayredes. But the point is, we'll force the woman to receive a chalitza. Now, if chalitza is merely a kinyan, it's a matter, it removes the zika, allows her to get married. Why are we forcing her to? She doesn't want to get married. She doesn't want to get married. So why? We don't force women to get married. She doesn't have a mitzvah puravu. There's no reason to force her to get married. So why would this be an issue? It would sound like, from the halacha, that we force this woman to have a chalitza done, that chalitza is a mitzvah, and it's for that reason, just like you can force a person to do a mitzvah, we're going to force them to do the chalitza, because there's a mitzvah element. In fact, the Beis Shmuel has a nice discussion over here regarding this halacha, often arts have cut and test, and at the end he quotes a Zohar HaKadosh. So every now and again, there's a Zohar HaKadosh that's called by the poskim with regards to the mainstream halacha, va'ayim bezoyer parshas chukas mashma de mitzvah dafke b'chalitza. It's a mitzvah. It's not just a matter, but it's going to be a mitzvah. The Pischei Tshuva, right here, quotes a Tshuva's Chassam Sofer, who quotes the Zohar, and he says that he thinks that people don't properly understand the Zohar. The Zohar says it's a mitzvah. I'll read it to you inside. Says the Chassam Sofer, Shegam HaZohar loy amru lemitzvah shiyi a mitzvah saseh. The Zohar didn't mean that it's a real mitzvah saseh, like mitzvah tzriches kavana, the Chacham tzvi sad. No, that's not really what he meant. What he meant was, kiyim shehu skula l'nishma sameis, that chalitza is somehow a skula, it does something for the neshama of the mace. Ke'en gemilas chesed ma'mesin. U'kamoy amiras kaddish. Just like kaddish. And it's for that reason, ve'en loko for isha. So therefore, we don't force the woman. And the reason is, because we don't force a woman to even bury her husband. So if we don't force a woman to bury her husband, which is clearly a gemilas chesed for the mace, so kavuchayme, we're not going to force the woman to do chalitza either. And he brings that v'kfar basa isha lefanai. He said he himself had a shaila with a woman who didn't want to do chalitza. Ve'heshavti lo shemin adin in l'chai voice l'karkach. And I paskin that she's not mechuyev to do chalitza. Ach, hu toiva l'bailo. But it's a nice thing to do for her husband. K'moy hadloka shemin zayas. Like lighting shemin zayas. So the Indian of, where people light the ner lamar for a mace, which is a nice thing. It's a skula for the neshama. Ve'yoysim izeh im tirtza lehetevi meitasa. Ve'chein osasa v'shama b'koyli. The Chassam Sofer says she took my advice and she listened to me and she went forward with it. But mi ikra adin, says the Chassam Sofer, maybe it wouldn't have been an issue. One nice thing, just to speak out one thing, and we'll refer back to it hopefully during the course of the week, but one nice thing that the Chacham Tzvi discusses in his tshuva, and that is that if chalitza is a mitzvah, and he has a tzad, that chalitza is a mitzvah, so he says an oinein shouldn't be able to do chalitza. So that if the choyleitz is an oinein, he should not be allowed to do chalitza. Now, every choyleitz can technically be an oinein. His brother died, but the truth is we don't do chalitza right away anyways. Because of avchana, we wait 90 days, that's a mishnah, before we do chalitza. Because you shouldn't do yibum before 90 days, that's the mishnah in the beginning of perek ha-choyleitz. And kol she'ein ha'olu yibum, ein ha'olu chalitza. So we wait 3 months before we do chalitza. So the fact that the brother Shimon would be an oinein because his brother Reuven died shouldn't really impact this halacha. But let's say 90 days later, Shimon is again an oinein, so he wouldn't do chalitza at that time, because an oinein is potem in a mitzvah. I mean that an oinein is potem in a mitzvah. You can't do chalitza at a time that you're potem in a mitzvah, because chalitza is a mitzvah. There's a key mitzvah element to chalitza. So if you do when you're potem in a mitzvah, you're not going to be mekayim the mitzvah for later when you chay. That's the Turi Evan. Somebody ate matzah when he was a shaita, so now that he's not a shaita anymore, he has to eat matzah all over again, because you ate it at the time that you were potter. Oinein is potem in a mitzvah. You can't do the chalitza at the time that you're an oinein. It's a makshima oilam. So the Velt asks the kasha. That's not Chacham Tzvi, I'm sorry, brings this from a tshuvas marit. This is a tshuvas marit that the Chacham Tzvi brings. Faith the Chacham Tzvi, if that's true, I have a bon kasha. If you're telling me that an oinein can't do chalitza, so an oinein can't do yibum either, right? It's the same thing. It's the same. Yibum is certainly a mitzvah. So you can't do yibum, you can't do a chalitza. Every time a Yavama falls liyibum, the second she falls liyibum, Shimon, the Yavam, is an oinein. Which means he can't do yibum, he can't do chalitza. And we know that Allah Masechtas Yavam is Nesra. That call Yavama. She'en ani kair la b'shas nefili Yavama yavay aleh. Harei hi ke'esh asach v'yesh labonim. V'asura ilam is that if you can't do yibum v'chalitza at the time of the nefila's yibum, you can never do yibum v'chalitza. So pray to Chacham Tzvi, if it's true that an oinein can't do yibum and an oinein can't do chalitza, then a person should never be able to do yibum v'chalitza. Because she's going to fall a yibum, he's going to be an oinein. You're not going to be able to do yibum v'chalitza. And then there's Nesra. Call your mama. She'in ani kairla. Azoi freik the Chacham Tzvi HaShayla. The Pischei Tshuva in Sin and Kuf Samach Tes, brings the Chacham Tzvi's Kasha, and he brings two tainas that the G'dayli Achreinim asked on the Chacham Tzvi. One is from the Chacham Tzvi's own son, Rabbi Yaakov Emden. Chacham Tzvi was Rabbi Yaakov Emden's father. So Rabbi Yaakov Emden in Shelus Yaivitz asks that he doesn't understand. He says, Chacham Tzvi, you forgot the Tosfos Yevamis that Beis Amalaf. Tosfos Yevamis that Beis Amalaf discusses a Yevama that's a Nida at the time that she falls the Yibam. So Reuven and Shimon were brothers. Reuven dies without children. Reuven's wife was a Nida at the time that Reuven died. So the halacha is that Shimon is not supposed to do Yibam because she's a Nida, she's a Chayvei Krisos. However, after she's no longer a Nida, Shimon's allowed to do Yibam. Why don't you say Nesra? At the time that she fell a Yibam, he couldn't be Miyabimer. So then say, Kol Yibam, Sheinani Kerila, Bachas Nefila. Says Tosfos two teruts. And one teruts Tosfos says is that Nesra is only when you only ask to the Yibam. But if you ask it to everybody, that's not Nesra. Another teruts Tosfos says that this is not called Nesra because we know that it's a temporary thing. Now she's a Nida, but in 2 weeks she's not going to be a Nida anymore. So Frank the Yaakov Emden, this is certainly no worse than that. An Oine, number one, is Potem and Amitzus to everybody. There's nothing specific. It's not like you're my Achis Isha right now, and then lady, you're not my Achis Isha anymore. So there was Allah of Nesra. No, and it's part of all mitzvahs. It's not unique to the Yibam v'chalitza. Number one, and number two, it's going to pass. So the same svar as the Tosfos said on the Bezam and Aleph, why there's no Nesra by Nida, Freik Rav Yaakov Emden, you should have regarding an Oinin as well. Kasha number one. Kasha number two, he brings that there's a tshuva from the Rebbe Yehuda, when the Yehuda discusses an Oinin, is he chayv in Sfiras HaOmer, or is he not chayv in Sfiras HaOmer? So if an Oinin doesn't put on tefillin, which is a controversy, but if an Oinin doesn't do stay Krishma, he doesn't daven, so doesn't wear tzitzis, so it's poshet that an Oinin shouldn't count Sfiras HaOmer. The Yehuda was mechadish, he does count Sfiras HaOmer. Because we know Sfiras HaOmer is a mitzvah that happens over a period of 49 days. And if you miss one day, you miss the mitzvah. That's why if you miss one day, you can't count with a bracha afterwards. Because it's a suffix, whether you're mechuyev in the mitzvah. So says the if an Oinin is not going to count on the day that he's an Oinin, he's going to miss out for the entire Sfiras HaOmer, and that we don't want. So an Oinin is Chayiv in Sfiras HaOmer because the mitzvah that he's going to have after Sfira is going to be Mechayiv him to count even during Sfira. So Tainet, the Veld, that if it's true that an Oinin's Ptur Yibam v'chalitza would potter him even later, because once you potter b'shas nefila, this halach of Nesra, then he wouldn't be potter b'shas nefila. So it's poshit that either way the taina wouldn't be a taina. But that's the Veld's kashas on the Chacham Tzvi, as we said a little more about that later. But it all began with the diuk right at the beginning of the Mishnah, mitzvahs chalitza, and it seemed like chalitza isn't just a matter, it's not just some maiseh hakna, but it's a mitzvah. And as we see, it's a tremendous lengthy discussion in the Achrenim. Says the Gemara, the Mishnah began, mitzvahs chalitza b'shloisha dayanim v'afilu b'shloisha hedyoites. So three dayanim, but even three hedyoites, three men on the street. So asks the Gemara, miyachad afilu b'shloisha hedyoites, dayanim amali. Right, which one is it? Is it dayanim or is it hedyoites? And if it's hedyoites, then why the Mishnah say dayanim? Says the Gemara, hakamash malon, to be inam b'shloisha sheyoitim lahakas kein dayanim. They could be hedyoites, they don't have to be chavri sanhedrin, but at the same time, they have to be kein dayanim. How so? Sheyoitim lahakas. Rashi says, because there's certain psukim that the choylates and the chalus are going to have to recite during the chalitza. It has to be recited in Lashon HaKodesh. Maybe they don't know Lashon HaKodesh. So we need that at least the dayanim, the bezdin, should know Lashon HaKodesh. So they have to be somewhat intelligible with regards to dine chalitza. But as far as them being mumchin and dayanim, that they don't have to be. They could even be hadyotis. Tanina, lahadu, tana rabbanon. And this is actually in support of a mefurish b'raisa. B'raisa says, Mrs. Chalitza b'shloisha, sheyoidim lahakrois ke'en dayanim. You need three hadyotis that at least are yoidim lahakrois ke'en dayanim. B'raisa continues, Rabbi Yehuda Omer b'chamisha. Not three dayanim like the Mishnah says, but rather five. Says the Gemara, my time in Tanakamo. What's pshan in Tanakamo that hold? Three. The tiny belong to the b'raisa. The Torah refers to the Dayanim Eskenim. For also Yevimtai Hashara El Hazakenim. Shnayim, so Skenim, Miut Rabim is Shnayim. It's Lashon Rabim, so it's at least two. We assume it's two. The Ein Bezin Shakel. A Bezin can never be an even number because what if they're at odds? So you need a Kasav Ashlishi Hamachriya Beneim. So Maisif and Aleim, Oidechot, so you have to add a third. Harekan, Shloisha, Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda, just like it says Skenim, it says later V'korulei ziknei iroi. Ziknei shnayim, skeinim shnayim. So you have skeinim, which implies two, ziknei, which implies another two. V'mezen shokam, v'zifan le'bedechad, harei kanei. So that's a five. V'tanakama ha'ziknei yavli. What does the Tanakama do with the word ziknei? Why doesn't he learn ziknei to add another two? So now we know four. Im bezen shokal, we should be left with five. V'boyu le'le rebuyei afilu shloshed yoytis. He learns shloshed yoytis from the word ziknei. Ziknei sounds like even an ordinary old man, that will be enough. Rabbi Yehuda had yoytis minale. Rabbi Yehuda that uses ziknei to teach me another two, how does he know afilo had yoytis? So the Gemara says, nafkele mi le'ene. He learns it from the word le'ene. The pasuk says, v'niksha yevimtoi elev le'ene haskenem. And from the word le'ene, he knows prat le. He knows even had yoytis. How so? Da'amamar le'ene prat le'sumen. From the word le'ene, we learn that a suma cannot be a dayan for a chalitza, right? He has to see what's going on. Umid itzrich le'enei lamutei sumin, but says Rabbi Yehuda from the fact that the Torah needed le'enei to be memayit sumin, shmami no dafilu ad yoytis nami. So I know from there, even ad yoytis, this whole g'daytuch sanhedrin be'inon, because if you're going to tell me that you have to be not a hedyit, but you have to be a mumcha, lamali lamutei sumin, why do I need a pause to memayit sumin? It's the Torah Rabbi Yosef nafka, I know it from someplace else. Torah Rabbi Yosef, change the just like Bezdin has to be righteous, so too they have to be minuka mikomum shenema kulach yafarayasi umumein bach. It's a pasuk in Shir Hashirim, and it's referring to the Sanhedrin that they were yafar, they were beautiful. Umumein bach, they had no mum. So you see from here that a chaver Sanhedrin is not allowed to have a mum. Right? It's well known that Ramosha, I think, when they before they put a pacemaker in him, he was very concerned. He wanted to make sure that it wouldn't be considered a mum. So he should have been possible when Mashiach comes from being a member of the Sanhedrin. So a member of the Sanhedrin is not allowed to have a mum. So if you can't have a mum, it's pasuk that you can't be a suma. So why do I need a pasuk to tell me that prat l'sumin must be? You don't have to be a chaver sanhedrin, and a hedyit is going to be enough. So I don't need ziknei to be marba a suma. To be marba hedyotis. I thought it was interesting. Rabbi Yehuda's sheet in Shas is that a suma is potam in a mitzvahs. Yet Rabbi Yehuda needs this pasuk of le'ene to be memayit a suma, that a suma can't be kosher to be one of the dayanim for a chalitza. Is that a little interesting that someone that's potem in a mitzvah should be roi to be a dayan for a chalitza? Not sure if that's aura. But either way, vayta v'idach ha'hu le'enei mayavali. What's the chachamim going to do with le'enei? Says the Gemara, ha'hu l'kide rav hu da'asa. Da'amar rav, atzrichi dayani l'michse ruka de'kanavim yipub di'yavama. The dayanim have to see the actual spit as it is leaving the chalutza's mouth and landing to the floor. So it's not enough that they know she spat and that they saw it on the floor. They actually have to see it in ear. The truth is that Rabbi Yehuda also needs le'enei to teach me that halacha. The Elo had yoytos min also. How does he know had yoytos? Nafka lemi be Yisrael. Many words today. Nafka mi be Yisrael. He learns it from the word Yisrael. Yisrael sounds like even an ordinary yid. Yisrael called the idach Yisrael my avodle. So what's the chachamim going to do with Yisrael? They don't need it to teach me had yoytos. I know that from ziknei. So what's Yisrael marba? Mibayle lechatani Rav Shmuel Yehuda. Yisrael the bezdin shall Yisrael v'le bezdin shall geirim. That it has to be a bezdin shall Yisrael as opposed to geirim. The geirim are not kosher to form this bezdin. The idach b'Yisrael achrinu k'siv. True, that is the halacha. But there's another word Yisrael that teaches me that halacha. The idach miboy leilchid etanya. Amr Rabbi Yehuda pamach. We were once sitting before Rav Tarfon. Boy yavam alachloit. And there was a chalitza case that came before Rav Tarfon's bezdin. V'amalon. Rav Tarfon told us anu kulchem chalutza now, that everybody should pronounce. The pasuk says that they're going to call the house of the chalutza, base chalutza now, and Rav Tarfon said it's not just a mushel, but they actually, all the yidden that are in the presence of this chalitza have to say the words chalutza now, and that we learn from the word Yisrael. V'idach, how does he know that? That all the yidden in presence have to say chalutza now, mi v'nikra base chalutza now. I don't need Yisrael for that. That I know from the nikra, period. Freik the Gemara, so we have a machlekes, Rav Yehuda and the Chachamim, where the mitzvahs chalitza is b'shloisha, or mitzvahs chalitza is b'chamitza. The Chachamim say mitzvahs chalitza b'shloisha, because the pasuk says, v'also yiv Vimtei hashara el askenim. Skenim implies two. Ein bezdin shakol. Ein meisif an alei mechad. Harei kan shloisha. Rabbi Yehuda says, just like it says, va'olsi yevimtei hashara el askenim, it also says, v'korulei ziknei iroi. So skenim is two. Ziknei iroi is four. Ein bezdin shakol. So you're left with a fifth. Freit the Gemara, that based on the theme of the drushes, of the Tanoim, we should be marber from the parsha more than 3 and more than 5. Because when it says v'karuloi, it should be marbe another shnayim. And then it says v'dibru again, lashon rabim, shnayim. So if you're darshining skenim and zikne for the minyan hadayonim, then how do you know to stop there? Maybe darshan v'karu and v'dibru, so you should have more than that. So hachi nami l'rabi yudarei kantish, l'rabi yudarei should come out, there's 9. And l'rabon arei kantshiv, according to Rabbanon, there should be 7. Says the Gemara, no, we use those words for a different drasha. Humi boi le l'chidatanya, v'karu loi, v'loi shlucham. The bezin themselves have to do it, a shliach can't do it. V'dibru eilov melamit shemasiyan loi eitzah ha'igenes loi. What do we learn from v'dibru eilov? That we teach this Yavam and the Yavama, we give them Eitzah again, as we had this previously in the Masechta. Shem Hoya, who yelled at Iskeno, let's say the Yavam was a child, and she's an older woman. Or who's Zakein, he's an older man. Vihi Yalda, and she's a younger woman. Oimrim Loi, we tell him, Malucha Eitzel Yalda, or Malucha Eitzel Skeno, Klach Eitzel Shekamoyscha, go marry somebody more appropriate for you. Why? The Altachnis Ketoto, the Toich Beisecha, rather than bring a Machloikis into your house. So just one interesting thing before we go by it. It sounds like from the Gemara that this, that we tell the Yavam and the Yavama not to do Yibum in the event that the marriage is going to be an inappropriate marriage because their ages are so off, it's an Eitzah Toivah. Lashon HaGemara is Melamed Shemisiyam Loi Eitzah HaGenes Loi. It's not Me'ikur Adin necessarily, they're allowed to get married, but it's an Eitzah HaGenes. Although, as the Gemara says, the reason we give this Eitzah is because V'al Tachnas Ketotel Teich Beisecha, because there's a good chance if they get married and there's such a huge age gap, then it's going to turn to Machloikas. So just Ha'ara. Gemara Masechtas Kedushin Daf Memalef Amar Aleph. We're familiar with the Gemara. Om Rav Yudah Merav. Also, Adam Sheikadish Yisha Achi Irena. It's also for a person to be Mekadish a woman until he sees her. So the Mishnah Perik Ish Mekadish begins. Ish Mekadish Boya Basulcha. You can make a Shliach to Mekadish an Isha. Says the Gemara, but only if you saw her first. So you don't have to be present at the time of the actual Kedushin. You don't have to be the one to give her the ring. But you have to have seen her before the Kedushin. Why? Because if you didn't see her, what happens if when you see her, you don't like what you see? And Shemi Yiraba Dover Meguna, Vitiskanol Rachman. So you have a similar halacha where the Chachamim tell you don't get married in a way where you may lead to she being maguna alecha. There'll be some sort of katata and you're going to be over on v'yahavta l'recha kamecha. But that's a real iser. V'yahavta l'recha kamecha is aser. Here it sounds like it's merely eitzah hagenes, a little bit of ara. But just one interesting thing that's behemshuch to what we mentioned yesterday. The Marsha, the Masechtas Bava Basra, Daf Tezayin Amin Aleph, and the Chedushei Agodas asks that the Gemara says aser la'odam she Kaddish Eso Isha Achi Yirena, because he may come to be over, but you have to react to Kamech. Freak the Masha, that the Gemara says in Masechtas Bava Basra, and Rashi quotes in Chumash, famously in Parshas Lech Lecha, that when Avram and Sarai came to Paroi, so Avram said, Ati Yodati, Ishi Yifas Marot, I realize now that you're Ishi Yifas Marot, and I'm worried, I'm concerned for our lives, that maybe they're going to kidnap you, they're going to kill me, something very bad might happen. Ati Yodati, what Avram didn't, Avram was married to Sarai at that point for a very long time, he didn't know until then. So Chazal say, you see the tznius of Sarai and of Avram, that he never saw Sarah until that point. He didn't really, one shot at least, but he didn't know that Sarah was beautiful. And we know Avram Avinu kept Kol HaTorah Kulo, even Erev Tavshi, even the Din of the Rabbon. Zok the Masha, two terutz. One terutz, the Masha says that it could be before he was Mekadosh her, he taka looked at her, he saw her. But this was many years later. So Ati Dadi is still beautiful. That was a Chiddush. I know when you were younger that you look good, but that even now, that's what came as a surprise to him, and that's what he meant to say. Says the Masha, fee what I wrote in Perik Noisen Allah Nusa Yevam Estaf Kuf, that although Avram kept Kol HaTorah Kulo, but it was only after he was Netzave on the Nilo. So Lishi Tosi, says the Masha, this Kash is Yoshev also. So you have the Masha that quotes Mamish the Masha on Yevam Estaf Kuf that we mentioned yesterday. It's the same Masha that the Masha says that although we know Avram Avinu kept Kol HaTorah Kulo, but it was only after the Bris Milah. And again, why did Masha say it? Be'ikah to answer the Velz Kasha. If Avram kept Kol HaTorah Kulo, why didn't he do Bris Milah? The Teretz says because he only kept Kol HaTorah Kulo after he was Nitztaveh on the Milah. Let's just do a little bit more Gemara. Amar Rav, Amar Rav Nachman. Halacha, the halacha is Chalitza B'Shloisha. That the Mishnah said Mitzvahs Chalitza B'Shloisha Dayanim. That is in fact the halacha. Chalitza has to be done in front of 3 Dayanim. How does Rav know that that's the halacha? So he said, Pashit, Hayo V'Sasal Matanik, V'Sasal Matanik, V'Sasal Mishnah. So why not assume that that's the halacha? Amalei Rav, the Rav Nachman. But Ihachi, if it's true that the halacha is Chalitza B'Shloisha because it's the Mishnah, Miyun Ami, Miyun should also have to be in front of 3. The Tanan, it's a Stam Mishnah Sanhedrin daf Beis Amud Aleph. Hamiyun v'hachalitza. It says chalitza there too. But hamiyun v'hachalitza b'shloisha. Chitei mochinami. Okay, who said that chalitza la'locha doesn't have to be b'fnei shloisha? But time we went to the brayso. Miyun b'shama yomer bezdin mumchin u'beisul yomer bezdin shloibe bezdin. Machlokes b'shama beisul whether miyun has to be done in front of mumchin or not. But elu ve'elu moedim shetzarich shloisha. Rabbi Yosi b'Rabbi Yehuda v'Rabbi Elazar b'Rabbi Yosi machshirim b'shnayim. They say no, that it's kosher to do miyun even in front of two. V'am Rabbi Yosi bar minyumi am Rabbi Nachman. Halacha koisizog, that halacha is like those two tanam that hold miyun afilu b'shnayim. So if the halacha is that chalitza b'fnei shloisha because it's a snam mishnah, then the halacha should be that miyun b'fnei shloisha as well because that's also a snam mishnah. Here we see the halacha koisizog that miyun is even in front of shnayim. Says the Gemara, hasam chadstam halacha treistam. The reason the halacha is like the snam mishnah here in Yevamos, that chalitza b'fnei shloisha, because not only one snam mishnah, it's two snam mishnahs. You have the snam mishnah mitzvah chalitza b'shloisha, and you have the snam mishnah sanhedrin daf beis that chalitza is in front of shloisha, as opposed to miyum, all you have is one stam mishnah. The mishnah sanhedrin daf beis. So one stam mishnah lav dafka, that's the halacha. Two stam mishnahs, that's the halacha. Perfecting ma hasam nami treis tamin. No, I have another stam mishnah for miyun as well. Tonight we learned to the mishnah miyun oich chalitza b'funav yisa enam nei shehu bebezin. It was a mishnah in the end of the second parak in Yevamos. Mishnah was discussing that any person that's involved, he's complicit in being matir eishes ish la'alma, like a shliach that brings a get from Medina Sayyam and he says b'fanei nechtam, he's not allowed to marry this woman, because we're concerned that maybe the reason he allowed her not to be married anymore is because maybe he himself wanted to marry her. But if you're a member of a miyun, it doesn't apply, says the Mishnah. Why? Because you're never acting alone. You're always as part of a bezdin, so we assume that if you acted as part of a bezdin, you didn't have any hidden agenda. So you see again, it's a stab Mishnah that you have to have a bezdin. Now bezdin means three. Two is not a bezdin. So you have another stam mishnah of miyun needing two, but the Gemara says hasam trei stam. You're right. You do have a second stam mishnah that miyun is b'fnei shloisha, but hachat lasi here you have three stam mishnas. You have our mishnah mitzvah chalitza. You have sanhedrin beis amud aleph, and then you have that mishnah over there as well. But the Gemara says mechti hasam of a hasam mali chadstam mali trei stam mali tlasa. This whole svar. We get 1, 2, 3 a stam mishnah, a stam mishnah. Elo amar Rav Nachman by Yitzchak koyel v'stam b'makom achloikis. No, the diuk is from the mishnah and sanhedrin that is because we have there a stam, and then afterwards we have a machloikis. Rabbi Yehuda, who's the shita that holds, you need more than three for chalitza, five, doesn't argue over in the Mishnah Sanhedrin. Now he argued on previous cases in the Mishnah. How come he didn't argue with regards to chalitza? So the reason the mahalachi is three is because even Rabbi Yehuda, his bar plukta, was really chayzer.